KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to their radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Karen Serrato.
Hi.
Karen has been on Thesis Thursday before, and she's back again.
Yep, glad to be back.
So what's new since I last saw you at school?
So I'm still working on mining reclamation, which is basically working together with mining companies to help them remediate the land that they've used.
Remediating the land, that means planting things on it, maybe?
Yeah, so we're helping them fix the soil and also helping them revegetate all the areas that they've used.
So what's changed since the last time I saw you?
Last time I talked a lot about the soil indicators, how basic or how acidic the soil is affects how plants grow in it. Going along with that, I've started looking at nutrient content, particularly phosphorus. Phosphorus is important for plant growth. It's where they get their energy from. So if you've ever heard of ATP, or humans use it, plants use it a lot too. So I basically am trying to quantify how much phosphorus is on all of these mining slopes. And then that will tell us if they need to add fertilizer or something. So just another step in the whole stream of them getting everything revegetated.
Right. Yeah. So if you have a piece of land that's been damaged by mining, mm-hmm. what is the big thing? Is it just lack of phosphorus, or are there other things that are involved?
Most of the time, mining adds a bunch of heavy metals to the soil. Mm-hmm. One consequence of that is dust exposure. Plants have this really cool ability to suck up the metals.
So what kind of plants are good for that?
Erosion control plants. Mm-hmm. You want a lot of diverse and native species.
Yeah, you don't want buffle grass.
Yeah, you definitely don't want invasive species. You want to stick to, you know, the species that were there before it was used.
What's a typical plant that would be used for erosion control?
So typically you would want to plant mesquite trees because they grow really fast and you want those deep roots that can really stabilize the plant.
You're testing phosphorus levels.
Uh-huh.
What else is happening?
Along with the phosphorus content, we want to look at what phosphorus enzymes are doing in the soil. And so these enzymes kind of control how phosphorus is being cycled through the ecosystem. We're basically tracking the enzyme activity and then comparing it to how microbes in the soil are using it, which can really tell us if the soil is healthy or not.
Do you basically walk around with a clipboard, or do you just get samples brought to you into the lab?
Oh, so we go to the mines and sample it ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty intensive labor. I have to, you know, wear a hard hat and reflective vest and basically hike up and down these waste rock slopes and take soil and microbial samples and then bring them back to the lab so we can analyze them.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
So I'm really interested in plant genetics right now. So I'm hoping to complete a graduate program in plant genetics or plant biology and hopefully get involved with plant breeding and genetically modified stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
There's so many different hybrids just waiting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I've been learning a lot in all my classes about, you know, like seedless watermelon, stuff like that. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I definitely do listen to music.
What kind of music do you like?
Indie rock, acoustic stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of that here at KXCI.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely listen to you guys a lot.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming down to the station.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is Bridget Thumb. If you want to hear more episodes of Thesis Thursday, I know where they are. They're all on our website, kxci.org.